It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Dr. Mike's Real Late Tip of the Week in 5 minutes. Dr. Neil Barnard is the author of Power Foods for the Brain. We're talking about that now. The book's published by Grand Central Publishing. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen.
Now, Neil, you said there were certain vitamins you wanted to get for the brain. We talked about the minerals you want to avoid, excess copper, excess iron, and obviously excess, certain of the toxins, but such as mercury. But what vitamins and supplements do you want for your brain?
Okay, that's a terrific question, and I like the way you put it, because there are certain vitamins that you need, but that food will bring you. Folate, for example, is in green leafy vegetables. In fact, the word foliage, meaning leaves, shows you the source. So folate is a brain-protecting vitamin, and it's in kale and collards and spinach and all the green leafy vegetables. B6 is in beans, it's in bananas. Vitamin B12 is something that really is better in a supplement. It's more absorbable in a supplement than it is from food. But those three B vitamins together, folate, B6, B12, knock out a waste product that's in the body called homocysteine. And if you're not getting those three B vitamins, the homocysteine builds up. It can be harmful to both the heart and the brain. Vitamin E is something that also can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. You don't need a lot of it. If you think of nuts or seeds, about a small handful gives you a little bit of vitamin E. And you're better off getting that from foods than from pills. The pills don't have all the forms that it comes in nature. So those are four vitamins that I...
So the only one you've really said that we should get as a supplement is B12, which you can get in half of a multivitamin if you take it twice a day. Do you recommend half a multivitamin twice a day, or do you recommend we just get the B12 as a supplement?
Well, I recommend the B12 alone. I used to always say a multiple vitamin, and I still do, except that so many of the multiple vitamins add things you don't need and shouldn't have, like iron and copper and zinc. And I'm trying to encourage the manufacturers to leave those out and just sell vitamins alone. You will see a multiple vitamin that's limited to vitamins. You should not be taking the copper and the iron as part of your multivitamin.
And now the one of the things you talked about was fish oil, or the oil from fish. And tell us a little bit about that, because we have one of the top medical news stories of the week is actually on giving DHA in Australia to 17 to 45-year-olds, improving speed of thinking and memory in a randomized controlled trial this week, and that pertains to this as well.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. So far, I have to say, I find the evidence very unconvincing for supplemental DHA. Having said that, the body does need omega-3. And the basic form of omega-3 is called ALA, as you know, alpha-linolenic acid. And then what is supposed to happen is the body takes that and lengthens it into other forms of omega-3, including the DHA that the brain can use. And that's really the way the system works. However, if you're eating a lot of other fats that tie up the enzyme that would have lengthened the ALA, then you're not going to end up with much DHA. And so a lot of people say, well, we've got to supplement it. So far, most of the studies, a lot of studies have looked at it. Most of them are negative for health benefits. You do the occasional see a positive one, but I have to say I'm not really convinced of it. If a person wants to take DHA, there are vegan forms of DHA that are algae-derived rather than fish-derived. So you can do it if you want to, but I don't know that the evidence is there. Having said that, do get the omega-3s that are in vegetables and beans and fruits. There's only tiny traces, but if you're getting those traces and not getting the competing fats, then you're working with your own natural body chemistry.
And exercise, tell us a little bit about that, and we've got a little more than a minute, so we'll do about exercise, and then we'll talk a little bit about diseases.
All right, just real quick. At the University of Illinois, researchers asked individuals to take a brisk walk 3 times a week. And they showed that it improved memory. It can even increase the parts of the brain that are involved in memory, the hippocampus. And they start out with just 10 minutes of brisk walking three times a week. They gradually build up to about 40 minutes three times a week. And that's what I recommend. Of course, if you can go more, great. But 40 minutes, brisk walk three times a week, good for the brain.
And the so it is simple exercise, but it is consistent. Okay, now tell us a little bit more about the, if you will, diseases.
I'm diseases. Oh, you mean the diseases that harm the brain?
Right. In other words, the third part of the program.
Yeah. Sure.
Is to
it's two things. It can be diseases themselves, vitamin deficiencies and things like that, depression, but also treatments for the diseases. When people have diabetes, they're at higher risk. When people have high cholesterol, they're at higher risk. But sometimes the statins that are used to treat cholesterol problems, in rare cases, they cause memory problems. So we've got to look at the disease states, but we also have to look in our medicine cabinet at things that be damaging the memory because many, many medications have that effect.
Neil, it's a great book, Power Foods for the Brain, an effective three-step plan to protect your mind and strengthen your memory. You can see him on PBS Now during their fundraising section right now. Neil Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D, physician, wonderful physician. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike. Matter of fact, right back to Dr. Mike. It's Real Age Tip of the Week time.
And this is distract pain receptors with the natural pain-relieving power of love. When life is a pain, don't pop a pill necessarily. We've got a beautiful way to stop the hurt. No purchase required. Just open your photo albums, digital or not, and gaze at a picture of the one you love. Presto! Your pain will ease, according to two studies. And that's beautiful. When some gutsy volunteers rated their pain of moderate to hot, ouch, heat on their arms, they found it didn't hurt anywhere near as much as when they were looking at pictures of their romantic partners as it did when they gazed at photos of attractive non-romantic acquaintances. How's that for the power of love? The romantic photos decreased activity in the brain's pain processing area and sparked the reward pleasure centers, making them light up like starlets posing for the paparazzi. And there is a fascinating twist. Photos of loved ones worked even better than the real thing. Yep, when pain kicked in while volunteers were holding hands of their partner, the touch of their sweethearts helped. But gazing at photos of their partner was even better as a painkiller. The real age effect of stress management or of managing your pain this way, it's about 12 years younger. An amazing benefit, Joe.
All right, thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Listen, if you missed a segment of the show, maybe would like to hear some of the interview back Dr. Mike did with Dr. Neil Barnard, his book called The Power Foods for the Brain. You can check out RadioMD.com. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Now, Emily you, is the one owner's of thousands manual, of Girl this Scouts is the real age tip of the week with Michael Roizen, MD.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Felicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.